Hi, welcome to the Forgotten Neighbor podcast. I'm Joshua.
And I'm Cullen.
And you're listening to the introductory episode of our podcast. So we're just going to basically tell you who we are and what you can expect from our podcast. What sort of sanctifying information you're mm-hmm. about to get into your ear holes.
Very sanctifying.
Very. a little bit about us. We are from the Kansas City area.
That's right.
You're not from the Kansas City area originally. You're from...
Not originally. I was born in Omaha, Nebraska, and moved to Niles, Michigan, lived there for about 10 years, and then came here in 2009. And lived here ever since. Now I live at Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary with my wife, Abigail.
So where you're a student?
Where I'm a student, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You're about to finish your MDiv?
Yes, I'm in their Accelerate program, so I'm getting my BA and my MDiv at the same time, and I'll graduate with that hopefully soon. I also have a son named Judah.
Beautiful.
He's a beautiful baby boy. Mm-hmm. And you have two sons.
Yep, two sons, Beckham and Calvin. Grew up in upstate New York and then moved to Iowa for love. Mm-hmm. and then got a job down here in Kansas City and moved down here in 2016. And so we're coming up on 4 years this
four
April.
Years.
It'll be 4 years. So I've been here for a little bit now. I'm currently taking classes online through Clark Summit University. So we both go to the same church, Liberty Baptist Church.
Shout out.
We love them. We love our church. And so Colin and I have known each other for about a year.
Probably not quite a year and a half.
Okay.
Probably like a year and 3 months.
Yeah.
Probably.
I strategically avoided him for about 4 months.
Yeah. It was mutual. Don't worry.
So Colin, what can our audience expect from our podcast?
Yeah, so we're going to be a podcast about faith, theology, and the Christian life. Mm. And so basically everything possibly related to that. So we're going to talk about, I think our first episode is going to be about divine inspiration, the inspiration of Scripture. Can we trust Scripture? Is it, what is the source of Scripture ultimately? Mm. And is it trustworthy? And we're also going to talk about things like baptism, Roman Catholicism. So we're going to get into some historical theology there. And we're going to get into ethical issues like contraception, abortion,
divorce.
And we'll even wade into the controversial waters of social justice. Mm. And with that will come issues like affirmative action, probably.
Yep.
And issues like racism and just the roots of our nation in that, and stuff like that. So we're gonna talk about all of those sorts of issues. But I think the main thing for y'all to understand is that this is kind of going to be a conversation between me and Josh, and
as you can probably tell from the youthfulness that is just bursting through in our voices, we're not 50 years old.
Yes.
We're not near the end of our life and reflecting on all the knowledge that we have. We're having a conversation.
That's right.
We're figuring it out.
That's right.
And y'all are along for the journey.
That's right. We'll have a cup of coffee probably.
Yeah, maybe two.
Maybe two.
Maybe two. Maybe a bowl of chili.
That's right.
You won't hear me eating it, I promise, but you will just know we're well caffeinated and well fed.
That's correct. I'm sure that is a great consolation to our listeners that we are well caffeinated.
That's like foremost on their mind. Are they well fed? Are they well caffeinated? If so, I will listen.
That's correct.
So thanks for stopping by. We hope you continue to listen and And we're really excited to do it. We're really excited to talk about this stuff.
We've been talking about this for a long time now.
Yes, yes.
A long, long time. We've been talking about doing a podcast for forever.
Forever, yeah. because we have great conversations about some of this stuff, and we've always wanted to have a podcast, and we feel like these are the perfect marriage of the two, of our good conversations and our desire to have a podcast.
Yes.
So, and a good outlet for our creative, I want to say creative differences. We don't have creative differences.
Well.
Maybe we do. I don't
know. Like creative.
Our creative.
Uniquenesses.
Our creative uniquenesses. Yep. That's what you're going to hear.
And it's also better than hanging out at Planet Fitness.
Yes. So. We actually don't work out there. We just hang out.
Yeah.
in the least creepy way possible.
Yes, that's correct.
So we just stay in the corner and talk about theology.
Yep. I usually get a 5-pound weight to feel like I'm doing something.
And I refuse to pick up a barbell. Yes. I will not. So cool. Well, yeah. So thanks for stopping by. Continue to listen if you so desire. We won't force you to do anything, but we'd love for you to be here for the long haul. So, all right.
Peace out.